be our guest. Be our guest, put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, Sherry, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre, why, we only live to serve. Try the gray stuff, it's delicious. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Raised on the Diz. This is episode 15. I am your host, Nick.
And this is Elaine. Hi, everyone. Can I just say before we get started that I again, love our choice of music for this week. It's all about Beauty and the Beast. And this was probably the first Disney movie that I can remember as a kid being like totally enamored with. And even today, it's one of my favorites. I love the animation, the story, the characters, everything about it. It's one of those things that kind of take me back to my childhood like only Disney can.
Yeah, I love Beauty and the Beast as well. It's an excellent movie, a part of the Disney Renaissance in the late 80s and early 90s. And we had to go with Be Our Guest because we're talking about restaurants today and running through the top restaurants that you should target if you're traveling with little ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and traveling with little ones, as we've said before, can be a challenge. And, you know, since we've been going to Disney World, we've tried kind of an array of restaurants, you know, everything from sit down and quick service to like some signatures even. And so these, the ones that we're going to be highlighting here, are not the only good restaurants, certainly at the parks, but these are the ones that we think may be the most kind of kid friendly.
Before we get started, we have a very special guest on today's show, and it is 3-year-old Carter, our little guy. Hi, Carter.
Hi.
So, Carter, you love Disney World, huh?
Yeah.
So we've been talking to Carter about Disney World, and he has been talking nonstop about all of the different rides that he likes since we got back from our last trip. Why don't you tell everybody what ride is your favorite?
I like Haunted Mansion.
Why do you like Haunted Mansion?
I have Happy Goat.
It had Happy Ghost, yes. Yeah. What other ride do you like? You're a very brave boy. You ride Tower of Terror, don't you?
I ride Tower of Terror, go up and down.
It goes up and down. And you stood in line and you were really patient.
Yep.
So, Carter, thanks for joining us. We know you love Disney and we're going to bring you on to talk about your favorite rides because we like to feature all of the kids. So, thanks for coming on and talking to us.
Okay.
We should have asked him about his favorite food at Disney. I think I know what he would say. I think it would be hamburgers, but
well, it's hit or miss with a 3-year-old.
That's true.
You know, we definitely want to feature all of the kids. Claire is the last one that we haven't featured yet, and I know that she wants to come on and give a Disney fun fact, and that is going to happen. But it just so happened that Carter was in my office, and I think he was feeling chatty, and so you know we had to put him on. I mean, I think he was easy enough to understand, but right. it was too cute not to feature.
That's right.
And that's a really good segue to our topic, which is the top 10 restaurants in Disney World when you're traveling with little kids, or as I like to say, top 10 restaurants for trips with tots.
Trips with tots. That's, I like that one.
And it's also a great option for kids. Tater tots. They love that.
That's right.
The first option, they don't have tater tots, but it's a great place. Skipper Canteen is in the Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. It's based on the Jungle Cruise. So it's basically like the canteen, the hangout for the skippers when they're not working.
Yeah, so if you went to this restaurant, you would walk down Main Street, make it to the castle, hang a left, and go into Adventureland. And Skipper Canteen is one of the very first restaurants you run into in that area.
It's one of the newer restaurants on this list, too. It just opened a couple years ago, but this location has some architectural touches inside and out that have not been altered since the 1971 opening of the park. So this one, my biggest tip for folks that are considering Skipper Canteen, you're going to go online and you're going to look at the menu, and the menu might seem a little intimidating. Don't worry about it. You got basic options here. You've got a steak option. You have a vegetable stew, a fish option. It says sustainable fish that's not piranha. Again, don't overthink it. Tastes like chicken because it is. That's just fried chicken, which is really good.
Right.
One of the best things that I've ever had in Disney World. There is a pork option, a marinated pork. And then there are kind of Asian noodles as well. And then there's some dessert options too. Right. But when you're traveling with kids, you're not going to get dessert because you're trying to at least save a little bit of money.
Yeah, well, we did the last time, though. I think it actually came with the kids' menus. Didn't they get,
it came with the kids' meal.
Right, that's
And that's a really good tip, too, because sometimes kids' meals at Disney World do come with a dessert.
Right.
So saving a little bit of money there.
Right, and it was good. I don't necessarily remember exactly what it was or what it was called, but I just remember it being good and everybody liking it.
So I don't remember what the name was, but it's a lava cake. So
that's right. Yeah.
It's a basic lava cake, which was really good.
Yeah.
So don't get dessert. Your kids aren't going to eat their dessert. They're not going to finish it. So just finish off their dessert.
Yeah, you could just take their dessert. But yeah, no, this place is really cool. It's very kind of exotic. And again, like Nick said, it's kind of based off of the Jungle Cruise. So the whole idea is that you are, you know, in some exotic location. When you go into the restaurant, there are some really cool things to look at, you know, maps, pictures, like artifacts that you may find, you know, in your travels around the world. The menu has like an exotic spin to it. You know, like whenever you're reading the descriptions, like there are some things that you might kind of pause and wonder, am I going to like this or not? But, you know, at its base, it's like steak, pork, chicken, you know, things like Nick said. Now, I do have an allergy. I know I've mentioned that before. And I also got the fried chicken. I'm allergic to mushrooms. And so they were actually in the side dish, like the side vegetables. So they were able to actually give me something else in place of that. But again, very accommodating to any kind of allergy issues that you may have.
Yeah, the first time I looked at this menu, it freaked me out a little bit, not because of myself, because I'm pretty adventurous. I'll try anything, even if I don't like it. And you're going to be mad at me, but Zolian and the kids aren't super adventurous.
No, I'm picky.
Yeah. So with the names and the different descriptions of the items, I thought, well, there's no way that Zolian and the kids are going to eat that.
Mm-hmm.
But we walked away really liking it. So
yeah,
it is at the top of our list when it comes to Magic Kingdom.
And it is a sit down restaurant. So if you've never been to Magic, you know, there are like quick service restaurants and then a restaurant that you can go and actually sit down and have a meal. They tend to be a little more expensive than, you know, a quick service, obviously. But this one was really good. So definitely highly recommended.
But I want to make a distinction on restaurants, too. There's sit down and then there's all you care to enjoy, which is family style. So family style tends to be more expensive, considerably more expensive than regular sit-down restaurants, which is a great segue into our second location, which is Liberty Tree Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a bit of a bone to pick with Liberty Tree Tavern because it is one of my favorite restaurants in all of Walt Disney World. But here's the thing about Liberty Tree Tavern. Right now, they don't have a lunch menu.
Right.
Used to be you could walk in there at lunch and get something off the menu that had a price that was comparable to Skipper Canteen. But now they have their dinner menu for both lunch and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't get into prices here, but it is significant for both kids and adults.
Right.
If your child is over three, they will be paying a child's rate. Well, they won't be paying it. You'll be paying it, of course. So the cost adds up. And here's the other thing with kids. And we are going to get into the menu, which is pretty basic. But here's the other thing with kids. They are not going to eat it. So while Liberty Tree Tavern is on this list just because it is so good, I cannot recommend Liberty Tree Tavern for families that have kids under the age of 10.
Well, and, you know, everyone's different. Like, some people may have families with kids that are, like, super good eaters. I don't want to say that our kids aren't good eaters, but the things on the menu... Do you want to get into the menu now? They're like things like turkey and mashed potatoes and stuffing and green beans. And is there like pork? There's a pork.
There is pork. Yeah. I don't want to get into the menu yet. I mean, it's going to be, I'm building up to it.
I know.
But I do want to get into the prices.
Yeah, go for it.
So the prices here at Liberty Tree Tavern are $39 for an adult and $21 for a child. Do you know any child under the age of 10 that is going to consume more than $21 of food?
I personally do not. And so the $21, like Carter is three. Okay. And so the $21 would apply to him as well. And we went here on our last trip and I think Carter may have ate a bun. Seriously. Like, you know, we put things on his plate, but you know, if he's not hungry or he's not interested in it, he's not eating. And so I think he had a drink and I think he had like a bun and maybe a couple bites of turkey or whatever. So definitely not $21 worth of food. So that's the big kind of pause with Liberty Tree, is the fact that it is pricey, especially if your kids aren't going to eat that much food.
And they aren't. So we talked about all of the reasons why you shouldn't go to Liberty Tree. It's on the list, though. You definitely should go there. I would recommend going there when the lunch menu comes back, and it will come back at some point.
Yeah.
So you're talking about a completely different experience, lunch versus dinner. You're being able to order a la carte. What dinner is, and it is delicious, is it starts with a salad. And then you have a Patriot's platter of roasted turkey breast, pot roast, and oven roasted pork with mashed potatoes, seasonal vegetables, herb stuffing, and house-made macaroni and cheese. Everything is excellent. And then the dessert comes. Oh, and it is an so ooey good. Gooey toffee cake with vanilla ice cream, chocolate sauce, and toffee cake. And it's hot and out of the oven. So it's awesome.
Right.
And the theming is awesome. It is Revolutionary War tavern themed.
Right.
And the rooms each are themed after a founding father or mother, in the case of Betsy Ross. And, you know, what they are doing now, I think that they're trying to move people in and out of Liberty Tree Tavern and going for some volume there, because they are using next door. They do have the Diamond Horseshoe, which is saloon themed.
Right. And
they
are seating people. That's actually where we were.
Yeah, we were there on our last trip.
And that's cool. I mean, it was cool to look at. Yeah. They're both obviously in Liberty Square. So it was nice.
Yeah. One thing that I will say about Liberty Tree Tavern, when the dining plan comes back, it is a one credit meal, even though it is expensive. So it is an excellent use of a one credit dining plan option,
because you get a ton of food, and you know it is like that family style. So I mean, you can sit, and if your family, you know, just like eats an entire bowl of stuffing, I mean, they'll bring you more. I mean, like, it's just whatever you want, you know. It's so you definitely can eat a lot, and so yeah, you get your money's worth in that situation. But to pay out of pocket, it's like sticker shock.
So if we were going through, you know, the things that we did wrong on our last vacation, I definitely would say that was one of them, just because your kids aren't going to eat it.
Right.
So know that going in, you got to try it though. And you definitely should try it either for lunch or when the dining plan comes back.
Right.
So that's my recommendation for Liberty Tree. But it has to be on this list. Because, I mean, it even has a theme that kids would
like. It's awesome.
Kids that have a little bit of curiosity about history and are into history, they're going to like it. So we go from a little bit extravagant.
Right.
And, you know, it isn't even the most extravagant place you can go in the Magic Kingdom. None of those options are on this list. There are more expensive options.
Right.
But we're going from a little bit of a splurge to something that is going to feel good on the wallet. And we're talking about the Plaza, not too far away on Main Street, USA. This is themed after kind of a turn of the century Victorian diner.
Yeah.
And it's a really great place. So they have a wide variety of options here at the Plaza restaurant, and it's really a hidden gem. And we found it to be that way as well. Very small, not a ton of seating at the Plaza, but a pretty tasty menu. I'm looking at dinner, and they have a variety of appetizers, but if you're traveling with kids, you're not going to get appetizers again, because you're there for the main course, and get those kids the food as quick as they possibly can. So there's a roast beef sandwich, a fried chicken sandwich, a turkey club, which I had that was excellent, homestyle meatloaf, a kind of a plant-based burger, and then there's a Main Street burger, which is a hamburger. So, and they also have milkshakes there as well, because it's connected to the ice cream parlor, the Plaza ice cream parlor. So this was an awesome one. I know that we had a really great experience there.
Yeah, it's, you know, like Nick said, it's right along Main Street, kind of when you get to the end of Main Street to the right, like he said, right next to the ice cream parlor. So the theming is really cute. Depending on where you sit, you can see the castle, which is cool. And I don't remember, as you were reading that menu, I don't remember what I had. I remember it being really good. I can't remember offhand though what I did have. I know the kids probably had like hamburgers, and, you know, hamburgers, fries. I know I remember that what the day that we went there was a day that Carter was kind of fussy. And so we had a really great hostess and a great waiter, and they brought out like fruit to him right away. The kids also get milk and cookies with their meal. And I remember them, you know, bagging up Carter's cookies because he actually ended up falling asleep during dinner. So really great service. great menu, and it wasn't super pricey.
Yeah, some kids options here: turkey sandwich, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, grilled chicken strips, and a cheeseburger. I think as we go through the list, you're going to find that that's pretty much the options anywhere. I mean, the peanut butter and jelly, that is one you don't see everywhere. And I think that would be satisfying for some picky kids that won't eat anything else. Very similar to the options that you'll find over at the Skipper Canteen as well. Although kids can get steak there. We neglected to mention that earlier, which is a favorite option of our kids. Kind of makes them feel big. But yeah, this is a great restaurant. I don't know that we need to say anything more about it. Reservations. I haven't seen a lot of availability for the Plaza. I think it's a pretty small restaurant. I have heard in the past that it's been a restaurant that's easier to get, but in experience, that hasn't been the case for us. So, but the Plaza is going to round out our three options in Magic Kingdom. And I really think that, you know, you definitely have some quick service options that are really great. Columbia Harbor House is good. Starlight Cafe with Sunny Eclipse. That's Cosmic Rays is really good as well. Those are our go-to, but these are our three favorite with kids, and the kids really seem to like it.
Right.
Let's take a trip over to Hollywood Studios. We've got two options here, one table service and one quick service. 50s Primetime Cafe. Now, this is probably a little bit of an acquired taste, not because of the food. The food is awesome. But so this is basically being transported back to the 1950s. They even have little TVs at the tables that you can watch Leave It to Beaver and some classic shows. But the waitresses and waiters here are they're like your family. And so if you put your hands on the table, they'll say, hey, put your put your hands down,
your
Where's your inside voice? Don't talk loud.
Or if you have a hat on, take your hat off.
So, so that can rub some people the wrong way, but the food is really good. Now, I will say, just kind of throwing it over to you, Zoliann, you know, our experience here, Carter was in a really bad mood. And so we didn't get a lot of that gruff experience the time that we went.
That's kind of the running theme, right? That Carter wasn't in a good mood. Now, we have not been here. What was it? Was it January? Was it before COVID we went here?
It was August of last year. It was August of 2020.
Okay. So it was like post-COVID. Okay. Or during COVID, I should say. We got a late reservation, I remember. And so, yeah, we were rolling into the 50s Primetime Cafe, like I want to say 7:30, 8 o'clock. So it was definitely later. And so, yeah, no one was like gruff with us or anything. I think they probably felt bad
they
for
felt
us.
Sorry for us.
Because we had some, you know, grumpy kids, but he wasn't bad. And, you know, it's kind of nice to go in and to be able to eat food. I know I had like, I think I had like fried chicken. That I got like homemade chicken noodle soup for Carter and it was excellent. Just, you know, really good. Kind of like just, you know, homemade food that you
comfort
would,
food.
Yeah, comfort food. That's it. That you would think of like your grandma making or whatever. Yeah, very good. And the theming, like you said, is very unique and interesting.
Yeah, it carries over to the naming. I won't get into all of the names of the items on the menu, but the first one is Aunt Liz's Golden Fried Chicken. So they've got fried chicken. They've got traditional meatloaf, Caesar salad with chicken, vegetable garden salad, a sampler, which has chicken, pot roast, and traditional meatloaf with all the fixins. Then you have a pot roast option and then a Caesar salad. And of course, you know, we're talking about kids here, so they can pick from salmon, macaroni and cheese, grilled chicken, and chicken strips. Now, I'm going to say one thing about macaroni and cheese. Kids are really picky about mac and cheese. And has Christian is like a mac and cheese connoisseur, but has he ever got mac and cheese at a Disney park and been satisfied with it?
He doesn't like the mac and cheese at Regal Eagle. And we always have to remind him of that. Like whenever we go to order there, we'll talk about that here in a second. But now that you mentioned that, I don't think so. He always wants it, but he wants like the Kraft mac and cheese.
Right. He doesn't want fancy.
I'm not going to lie. That's what I make. So.
I said he was a connoisseur. I didn't mean to say that he has like a sophisticated palate when it comes to mac and cheese, because his palate's pretty simple. It's just Kraft mac and cheese. You know, get some powder, throw it on some noodles and mix in some milk and he's good to go.
Right.
But he doesn't like fancy mac and cheese. And the other thing I always tell Christian is, you know, that portion's going to be really small.
Right.
And it always comes and he's always dissatisfied and he's not getting enough to eat. So if you've got an older kid, I mean, if they really love mac and cheese, then there's probably nothing you can do to make them pick something different. But
and they might really love it. You know, they
the
might,
portions you know. Aren't big. And I, you know, I think that mac and cheese is probably the worst option that, that a kid can get. I mean, there's not a lot of protein there and not, you know, I don't think it's very satisfying. And that's how it has been in our experience, because right. he's always like, I'm getting the mac and cheese, and he always regrets it.
Right.
So those are the options. They're all really good. I mean, it's been a little bit too long since we've been there for me to remember what exactly the kids got. But I think there was some chicken strips and grilled chicken.
And Claire really likes salmon now. So that might be something that she would want to get, you know, in the future. She suddenly decided that she likes salmon. So,
yeah. And if you can't get a reservation for this one, we're going to list another one here as an honorable mention. Mama mm-hmm. Melrose's is a... It's a New York City themed Italian restaurant.
That's so good.
And so we won't go into specific detail on that one, but if you can't get a reservation for 50s prime time, head on over to Mama Melrose's. That's another option. But the number one option here for quick service at Hollywood Studios is the Backlot Quick Service, the Backlot Express,
yes.
which is over by Indiana Jones. And we really just found this one.
Right.
On our trips this summer.
Yeah, the last couple of trips. I don't know why we never went to Backlot. I mean, I don't know. I don't know why we would always just pick something else for quick service at Hollywood Studios, but this is really cool. So it's like you're on like the set of a movie or something. You know, you're like in the Backlot, and the theming's cool. Lots of inside seating, which is a good thing. I know that we ended up getting out of the rain a couple of times this summer whenever we ate there. And they have refillable drink stations that you love. That's one of your big thumbs up for quick
yes.
service. Like you can go get your own drink, like refill your own
pro
drink.
Pro tip on that. I mean, so there are a lot of quick service restaurants at Disney World that they're going to hand you your drink when you go to pick it up at the counter. The best ones are just going to give you an empty cup, and they're going right. to give you the freedom to fill it however many times that you want. And Backlot Express is one right. of those places. So that is, I mean, big kudos for me.
Right.
The menu is really good too. Mm-hmm. You got a Backlot burger, mm-hmm. which has barbecued pork, pepper jack cheese, lettuce, tomato, and pickles served with carrot sticks or French fries, a Cuban sandwich. I always give huge props to Disney quick services when they surprise me. And this one having a Cuban sandwich on the menu is really impressive. Southwest salad with chicken. Then you have a Southwest salad, just plain, and mm-hmm. a bacon cheeseburger, regular cheeseburger, and chicken strips. So, I mean, it's simple. Mm-hmm. The kids' menu is equally simple. Chicken strips or mac and cheese? You guys know what I'm choosing on there. Mm-hmm. You got to go with the chicken strips. Stay away from that mac and cheese. If you're a kid, it's not going to keep you full. So right. that's what I'm saying on that. And this is one. I don't really understand why it took us so long to find this, but it's our go-to quick service in Hollywood Studios. I want to talk a little bit about the other quick services.
Okay.
So there are a couple Star Wars quick services. They have some funny things on the menu.
But yeah, we've always like, because we contemplated that the last time we were there, like, do we want to get something to eat here in Galaxy's Edge? And like, we looked over the menu, and like, my biggest thing as a parent, and I'm sure all of you agree, and this is at any time, not just at Disney, but like when you go and you like, go out to eat and you're getting something for your kids, obviously, when they're with you and they don't eat anything or they're really super picky or they don't like whatever you order for them or that they, you know, say they want. And so when we were looking over the Galaxy's Edge menu, like I was kind of hesitant. Like I know that I should be pushing them to be adventurous eaters, even though I'm not, but I just don't want to go and buy a meal that they're not going to eat, because then, you know, we just paid money for it. And then they're going to walk away hungry, and we're going to have to get something else somewhere. So that's my big thing with picking like places to eat. We tend to kind of go to the same places sometimes, and that's the reason why. But I would like to try this sometimes. I've heard good things about some of these places.
Yeah, Docking Bay 7 is the place. And I got to be honest, we just haven't tried it because the menu seems just a little bit too adventurous for children.
Right.
So we stick with Backlot. It is tried and true, and we know what we're getting when we walk in there, and mm-hmm. Christian's not getting the mac and cheese. That is a guarantee when we walk in the door. So
the mac and cheese is probably good, but just saying.
Well, it's not Kraft mac and cheese.
Well, so. Yeah, I don't know.
So that is going to do it for Hollywood Studios. If I had to dine at Hollywood Studios and pick one quick service and one table service. Those are the two that I would pick. There's other good options there. There's also a backyard barbecue location coming that's going to be Toy Story themed. Oh, I'm looking forward to that because, as we'll see for our next option, we love a good barbecue.
Oh, man. Barbecue is like my thing. Like, I really could eat barbecue chicken. I could just eat that like every time. And I feel as if every time we're at Epcot, we make our way to this barbecue place here that is number six on our list.
Yeah, this is a new one. It opened just before the pandemic. It's called Regal Eagle Smokehouse Craft Drafts and Barbecue. And so this is an epic menu if you like barbecue. And it's good stuff, too. You got dry rub pork ribs, Memphis style, a barbecue burger, Texas beef brisket sandwich, a chicken salad, not chicken salad, but a salad with chicken, a half smoked chicken, Kansas City style cheeseburger, North Carolina chopped smoked pork, and a power greens salad. Going over for the kids, you have a couple options here, a barbecue chicken leg, a chicken salad, salad with chicken, barbecue rib, and a cheeseburger. So those are pretty solid options on both sides of the game. And I always go with the ribs, the Memphis style ribs, and you always get the half chicken, and the kids always get the cheeseburgers or hamburgers, which is pretty normal option for them. But we eat at this place. We hang out at Epcot a lot. any regular listener on the podcast knows that we love Epcot.
Yeah.
So if we're at Epcot, we're going here. I will go here over a lot of table service restaurants.
Me too.
At Epcot. You can get watermelon here as a side. Carter is absolutely obsessed with watermelon. Yeah. He could probably down everybody's side of watermelon at the table. So the kids they eat better here than anywhere else in the park.
And that's the big reason I love it so much. I mean, I love barbecue. So even if you and I were, you know, just at the parks alone, I would still say, let's go here. But that's the big thing is, like, I know when we go to Regal Eagle, they're going to sit down. They're going to eat their food. And like Nick said, it's either like a hamburger, cheeseburger. There's a side of fries and watermelon, and they eat everything. And so, you know, that's what I like to see when we're, you know, we're at Disney and we're paying for food, because we know that it's, you know, more pricey than, you know, any place offsite. But I like to see them eat, and they really like it. And it's another place where you can refill your drinks yourself. So that's a plus for you.
Yeah, that's everything for me, because I'm refilling my drink at least like six or seven times in a dinner. So give me that power. I will take it and use it responsibly. We're talking about, you know, like, where would we go if we had to pick a quick service and a table service? So if I had to pick a table service to go along with that Regal Eagle quick service, I'm going to Rose and Crown, which is in the United Kingdom Pavilion.
I love it.
It is an English pub. We went there on our last trip. So, you know, going back to Magic Kingdom and the difference between all you care to enjoy and order off the menu. This is an order off the menu experience, and it is for lunch and dinner. So most people here are going to go directly to the fish and chips, and they are excellent. You can also get fish and chips, the same fish and chips that are served at Rose and Crown, at a quick service location that is adjacent to the table service restaurant. Yeah. We've taken advantage of that too. But at this location, which is, again, is a great little English pub, you can get fish and chips, shepherd's pie, which I had last time, and it was awesome. And for those that don't know, shepherd's pie is ground beef, seasonal vegetables, English peas, and mashed potatoes with Irish cheddar cheese, and it's all lopped
together.
It's
like a pot pie, kind of. That's what it really puts me in the mind of,
A savory impossible hot pot, which is made with plant-based meat. Catch of the day, which they don't detail. Bangers and mash, which is traditional English sausage with potatoes, mushroom, and onion, and red wine. Hold the mushroom for Zolian. Right. A pub burger, which is just a hamburger, and a masala curry with seasonal vegetables, rice, and some other sides as well. Looking at the kids, so the kids can get grilled chicken, fish and chips, cheesy pasta, turkey meatball, or bangers, which is, again, sausage. So that's a really great kids menu.
Our kids all got the fish and chips, which I was like, oh, man, you know, this could be a hit. It could be a miss. I don't know. They loved it. All of them. I mean, even Carter. I mean, they thought it was great. So, Yeah. This is definitely a good spot for us to check out more.
And they ate it too. So, I mean, you're judging your dining experience based on one, how good are the kids behaved? You get that, you've got half of the battle. Two, whether they eat everything on their plate. Whether they like it.
Right.
So you're not fighting them to eat it.
Right. And like, you know, make no mistake. And I know we've mentioned this whenever we were talking about our Epcot episode. Epcot has amazing places to eat, amazing like ethnic places at all of these different, you know, country pavilions. So we are not saying that like, you know, this is like the absolute best place necessarily, even though we think they're good. But these, in our experience, have been the best places to go with kids. So keep that in mind. You know, I know I'm sure there are some of you thinking, wait a minute, you know, what about the great French restaurants or Italian or Mexican restaurants? They're great, but with kids, these are the ones that we always kind of fall back on.
Yeah. And a lot of it for me, you know, when we were putting together this list, a lot comes down to variety on a kid's menu. Mm-hmm. Kids don't want to be stuck having hamburgers all the time. And, right. you know, sometimes I think Disney falls into that trap. Let's throw a hamburger and a cheeseburger and chicken strips on the kid's menu and call it a day. But when you look down through this list, like Skipper Canteen, the kids can get steak.
Right.
They can get fish and chips, just like the adults at mm-hmm. Rose and Crown. They have great options at Regal Eagle with mm-hmm. barbecue. They mm-hmm. can get the same kind of barbecue the adults can. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just chicken tenders, mac and cheese, or a hamburger. So that's what we're looking at is, you know, is it offering enough variety to keep the kids happy?
Right.
And, you know, theming plays a role in that too. Is the theming interesting enough to keep them engaged? And we, you know, we're always saying it's hard traveling to Disney with kids. It's fun and it's hard at the same time. So mm-hmm. you know, these are, we've been to all of these restaurants and, you know, these are our experiences. Let's take a trip over to Animal Kingdom. Mm-hmm. So, Leanne, and we have two there, and they're both quick service. Right. So we have done sit-down dining mm-hmm. at Animal Kingdom. We've been to Tusker House, which is a great use of a one credit on the dining plan. But right now, it's all you care to enjoy. Actually, I think that they are bringing the buffet, or they just recently brought back the buffet there.
Okay,
but again, you're when you're talking about a buffet, it's still all you care to enjoy. So you're paying right. all you care to enjoy prices. So there's really nothing right now at Animal Kingdom sit down that I would recommend. They do have great quick service, though.
And there is a sit down place that we've always talked about trying, Yak and Yeti, and never did try. So, you know, that one is maybe for a future trip. But yeah, typically we go the quick service route more at Animal.
Yeah, maybe I'll feel comfortable walking in there with, you know, three teenagers. You know, we get to that point, but we're keeping it basic right now. So Flame Tree Barbecue is the first one here on this list. It's pretty similar to Regal Eagle. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at what you can get. So you can get half a chicken with a barbecue sauce, ribs and chicken combo, smoked pulled pork sandwich, a St. Louis rib dinner, baked macaroni and cheese with pulled pork, or mm-hmm. a smokehouse chicken salad. And there's a lot of food here for the prices. These prices are lower than what you would see at similar quick service locations. And you look at the kids menu, not a lot here, but things that kids enjoy. Baked chicken drumstick and hot dog. Mm-hmm. So
the hot dog's different. That's something you don't see quite
no,
a bit.
No, you don't. And they, you know, the one thing about kids' meals at Disney is they do come with a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. So it comes with a mandarin orange, mm-hmm. a applesauce squeezy, mm-hmm. and a choice of milk or Dasani water. And a right. lot of the places you can get two sides. Mm-hmm. So they do provide some variety and some quantity to keep the kids happy.
Right. And what I love about like those sides, like you mentioned, like the orange and like the little the applesauce squeeze thing, is you can always take that with you. You know, like I know like there have been times, because it's an entire mandarin orange, and there have been times like our kids haven't ate either of those. Like they will eat, you know, hot dog and fries or whatever, but then they have, you know, those two things they didn't touch. So that's something easy that you can like throw in your backpack, or, you know, in our case, when we had a stroller, throw it in the stroller and eat it later. I hate to see like, you know, food going to waste and having to throw stuff away that the kids didn't, you know, get to or didn't want at that time. So seeing those types of sides that you can take with you, I'm always a big fan of that.
Yeah, that's right. So definitely take advantage of, don't throw anything away. You know, if the kids don't eat it, just, you know, throw it in the stroller they'll want it eventually.
Right.
So the other quick service that we like, and I will say, just wrapping up Flame Tree Barbecue, not a lot of theming there. There are some animals around, and the animals are around you. There's some birds.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. The kids like looking at that.
So it's open air, but it is all covered and there's fans, so it keeps you cool. I mean, it definitely isn't out in the heat. And it's pretty expansive too. So this is like right before you walk into Dinoland USA.
Right.
And pretty expansive location, but no real theming to speak about. This other one, though, Restaurantosaurus, which is our other pick, it's in Dinoland USA, and it has a great theme. I think it's probably more complicated than what I'll represent here, but it's basically like a roadside diner, like kind of like a rockabilly type thing, and there's lots of dino exhibits and things inside.
Yeah, and it almost kind of reminds me, like, honestly, when I go in here, I know it's a dinosaur theme, but like, what I always kind of think of is like DuckTales and like Launchpad McQuack. Don't you think of that? Like the plane, like the pilot. Well,
they always kind of stage those characters over there too. Yeah, so I think, like, you know, they know what they're doing.
Yeah. It kind of puts me in the mindset of that. Just like, I don't know. Just some kind of place you'd find like out in the middle of nowhere somewhere. But it's cool. It's nice theming and everything. Well, there is seating outside on like the porches, but a very large area to sit inside that's air conditioned.
It's air conditioned, nice. And you can fill your own cups.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I can't forget that. Yep. So the menu here is really good. Start with the adults. Chili cheese, all beef, footlong hot dog, a footlong hot dog without chili cheese as well, breaded shrimp, chicken breast nuggets, a cheeseburger, which I always get, the bacon cheeseburger. It's really good. Another cheeseburger without the bacon, a Cobb salad, which is an odd choice for a quick service restaurant. Points to Restaurantosaurus for that. That is available with chicken and without. And then if you are on a plant-based diet, they also have a spicy Southwestern burger as well. Looking at the kids' menu, I mean, it's pretty basic, but it's covering your bases for the kids. Cheeseburger, you can get that with or without cheese. You just have to, everything's mobile order right now. So just specify on your mobile order that you don't want cheese on that, if that's the case for you. And then chicken breast nuggets as well. So two options for the kids. Our kids eat really well here. They're good here, mostly. I mean, Carter hit and miss on the last trip, but he's usually good.
Yeah.
And it's a great place to get out of the weather or the heat.
Right.
And so we go here every time we're at Animal Kingdom. Flame Tree Barbecue was a first for us the last time we were
really
there.
Good.
We usually just hit up Restaurantosaurus. So this is a good location. And so those are our two options for Animal Kingdom. And then we've got a wild card on here, and we can't not mention it. So Disney Springs, I mean, you've got your pick of locations. You got some pretty swanky locations over at Disney Springs that you wouldn't be caught dead taking your poor kid into. I mean, you'd die of embarrassment. But then you've got some great, quick service locations. I think Disney Springs is really known for, table service. But you've got Blaze Pizza, which is awesome.
Oh, it's good. Yeah.
And then this other one, which is our favorite over there, Chicken Guy, which is, I always pronounce his name wrong.
Is it a Guy Fieri?
It's Guy Fieri, but it's spelled Fieri.
Okay.
So I hope I'm saying that right. But anyway, so this is his restaurant. He came up with this concept, and it's just chicken tenders, but they're really good.
And he's the Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I mess that up every time.
I messed it up last time and you corrected me, and now it's my turn.
Right. But no, this is a really good place. We found this in June. We kind of stumbled upon this. And yeah, it's chicken. It's called Chicken Guy. It's just, you can get grilled or breaded chicken, right?
Yeah, so it's grilled or breaded, and you can get five or three. So how's that for a easy menu? There are some sandwiches, too. So there's some chicken sandwiches. You're probably going there for the chicken.
Are there wings? I don't remember.
There are not wings. There's some salads as well.
Oh, okay.
So there's like a bourbon brown sugar barbecue sandwich, a sauce boss, which has a lot of sauce on it, Southwestern sandwich, and then a combo that has fries and a fountain drink. And then for the kids, you got two tenders, grilled cheese. Those are two different options. And then Mac Daddy mac and cheese. I don't know how the mac and cheese is there. Christian might like that.
Yeah, he might. But then, you know, like it sounds, you might be thinking like, okay, wow, just, you know, mainly chicken, chicken tenders, breaded or fried or breaded or grilled. But the big selling point for me with Chicken Guy is the sauces. Like I love dipping sauces. Like that just makes chicken so wonderful. And there were some really awesome ones. I know I had, didn't I have like the habanero or sriracha? I don't know. Sriracha. I had something hot. Like I really like hot stuff. And so like the hotter, the better. The sriracha was really good here.
Yeah,
that was my favorite.
It was. They don't have a listing on the Disney website of the sauces, but you really have to kind of be in front of the menu board anyway before you make your choice on it. Kids might not be into sauces, but the chicken is really delicious. So yeah. I definitely would recommend this for families. Now, a little bit of a caveat. When we were there, they had some COVID protocols in place. So you do have to wait outside the restaurant for your turn.
Right.
If the line looks long, maybe your kids, you know, won't tolerate that. But if they don't tolerate it, head on over to Blaze Pizza.
It's really good.
And try the food there. It's basically like a made to order pizza. We don't really have anything like that where we live. But I know even traveling for my job that it's pretty popular in other places with like things like Blaze and Maud. So it's that kind of a concept. And that's another great option at Disney Springs. And obviously T-Rex and Rainforest Cafe, if you want a sit down, would be a nice option as well.
And I know a lot of people like are negative about Rainforest Cafe and T-Rex. I am not a food critic. So like every time I've ate at T-Rex and Rainforest Cafe, like it's been fine. It's been good. I've never walked away and like, really thought, oh my gosh, that was the most horrible meal. The thing that I love about those two particular restaurants, especially considering I have three kids, is the fact that there's so much to look at in Rainforest Cafe and in T-Rex. So, you know, for me, I feel like, hey, you know, I'll suck it up and eat maybe something that's mediocre if my kids, you know, especially like Carter, has something to look at and to keep him occupied throughout the meal. So, like, you know, I think they're good places to go.
Yeah, I mean, and that's one of the main things is making sure the kids are happy and that they're going to be able to sit through the meal. No one ever said it was easy taking, you know, a kid that's four or under to Disney. It is challenging.
It is.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, you can go to Disney and say, we're going to try to save as much money as we can and just do quick service restaurants. But, you know, sometimes it is nice to just be able to take a break and order off of a menu to get away from just having burgers or chicken tenders for your entire trip.
Or to feel like you're rushing around so much. You know, sometimes
slow
I feel
down
like,
a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like the quick service restaurants, you know, you just, you hurry up and order, you hurry up and get your table and, you know, people are just coming in and out so much that you feel like, okay, we have to hurry up and eat and like keep moving. And yeah, so sometimes it is nice to kind of slow down a little bit. And yes, like you said, it is difficult with kids. I know there are times that we ask ourselves, like, why do we torture ourselves like that and bring, you know, young kids that may be fussy. But remember, at the end of the day, you know, it's all about the experience and the food certainly plays into that.
Yeah. And one other reason why you might want to layer in some table service experiences too, is that it's all mobile order right now, at least for the most part, for quick service. And you have to stand outside and wait for your turn. So you may have a situation where it's raining or it's really hot. And sometimes, you know, if you can go to a place like the Plaza that has comparable prices to quick service, then I would definitely recommend that. Get out of the weather, sit down to order. Which like Zolian says, just kind of lowers the tempo a little bit, but that's going to do it. We really appreciate everybody listening to our top 10 restaurants for trips with tots. And I just want to invite everybody to head on over to our Instagram page at instagram.com/raisedonthediz and our Facebook page, facebook.com/raisedonthediz. And also on Apple Podcasts, give us a review. Tell us what you're thinking. Maybe you have a question. If you do ask us a question in a review, we're going to answer it on the air. And if you have anything, you know, to offer, maybe you have a great tip for dining with kids or a restaurant that we haven't mentioned, just weigh in on our Facebook page or drop it in a review. So we really appreciate you spending what has been a little bit longer than a half hour this week with us. And we just want to make sure that your next trip with kids goes as smoothly as it can.
Have a magical day.
And have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Tune as old as song. bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun, rising in the